This is the spoiler review of The Maze Runner, to Death Care, starring a bunch of folks you might know, first being Dylan O'Brien, the second, Kalo Scodelario, Thomas Sangster, Rosa Salazar, Giancarlo Esposito, Dexter Darden, Aidan Gillian, Ki-Hung Lee, Barry Pepper, Patricia Clarkson, and Walter Goggins. So, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, or even stop listening right now, just because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, the synopsis is as follows, and you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. In the epic finale to the Maze Runner saga, Thomas leads his group of escaped gladers on their final and most dangerous mission yet. To save their friends, they must break into a legendary last city, a wicked control labyrinth that may turn out to be the deadliest maze of all. Anyone who makes it out alive will get answers to the questions the gladers have been asking since they've been arrived in the maze. Yeah, that's correct. That's exactly what the movie's basically about, for the most part. You do have quite a bit of surprise entrances. I said that completely wrong. Surprise people that actually pop up. First being off the bat, Gally returns. So seeing that character, he hasn't been in the movie since the first one. So seeing him come back, and he's a totally changed character now. So instead of him being a douche that killed Chucky, well, he's still a douche that killed Chucky, but he's actually helping out the group now. He's actually trying to be a freedom fighter of sorts. So it's kind of cool to see his character evolve to not be such a crazy person. I like that. I like the fact that there's some kind of growth between that character. So that's the first thing that comes off the bat. That's the first good thing there. This movie's been quite a bunch of mixed feelings, just because sometimes it works out well, and other times it just comes off too cliche or even too hunky-dory. It's just craziness with that one. So the first thing I have here on my list, I have a list, actually. You want to see more. You really do want to see more from this group. You are excited the fact that they've come back and they've made a third version of this movie. Just because there's so much to tell with this whole universe, and it's kind of cool to see Thomas and the rest of the crew make their way to find out what exactly is going on and why they was actually put in that maze. So it's kind of cool to see that transpired in the whole movie itself. This one, it's the third movie. As a franchise in general, this trilogy did well, to be honest. There are definitely better trilogies out there, but for trilogy's sake, basically, this one is not too bad. This third movie wasn't horrible. Was it a drop from the first two? Yes, of course. But there's still enough excitement and enough thrill for you to actually want to see it, and it doesn't bore you while you're watching it. For it being a 114-minute movie, it doesn't feel like that. It felt more like it was like a 100, maybe 98-minute movie. So there's a lot of action that happens. There's a lot of dialogue. You get to see a lot of the characters evolve even more. And it's a lot of tricks and twists and turns, and it keeps you excited, and you're not actually bored. So all in all, you're feeling a lot of fun. You're seeing a lot of thrills from left to right, and you're really trying to figure out what exactly is going to happen, because you kind of tell, which I could go into my bad section now, which is some of this movie is kind of predictable, where you see it come a mile away, or before it happens, you're like, oh, that's probably going to happen, because this happened like two scenes ahead. It's like, all right, it sucks, unfortunately, especially for this movie franchise that's trying to not suck, but at the same time, not follow the book itself. So when you don't do those things there, you might end up into the realm where you make everything quite cliche, which leads me to the villain. Unfortunately, your villain is strong in Aidan Gillian, but his Jensen, after a while, he becomes very cliche, and he's on like a nonstop rampage. He really doesn't want to stop, and the fact that he needs a cure himself is like, you touched all the cliche villain stuff. So for me, there as a threat, he's definitely a big threat, but he falls victim to a lot of the villain tropes, which is too cliche, monologues quite quickly, and the fact that he doesn't want to stop, which blinds him from actually doing what he's supposed to be doing. And that's what causes his demise ultimately, when he doesn't pay attention properly and Thomas brings out the cranks and they kill them. So it's one of those things where it's like, dude, really, it could have went a little better with that character, but it's a way to go, and you know, that's what they're gonna do, unfortunately. Another thing that I didn't really like it too much was Thomas in this one here felt to be more of a liability to the group than actually a great pushing factor. To be honest, they really didn't need him, per se, because when it comes down to it, Gilly's team had the way to get inside the labyrinth, well, not the labyrinth, inside the city anyway. The only reason why they needed Thomas was to talk to Teresa. That's the only thing they needed her for. And you could have used anyone else. You could have used Newt. Well, he was gonna die anyway, just because he was affected, and he's turning slowly but surely. At the end of the movie, unfortunately, he succumbed to it, and they wasn't able to get a cure in time, which that sucks. But you could kind of tell it's gonna move towards that route. All in all, the last thing I have here, which I didn't really like, was the fact that this movie, it cleaned up too well, and also it didn't bring in enough backstory for Thomas. So you're really there thinking, all right, what exactly is the reason why he has this blood that cures everything? So you don't really know why that happens. And they flash back to when they first took him out in the train to go to the Wicked facility. And then that's basically it. So you're not really, you don't get too much of the backstory. So you're kind of lost in that aspect there, which for a lot of people that go to movies, not that much. Well, actually, for anyone that does go to movies often, you're confused because you're really trying to figure out what's going on. But if you have a thought process of how movies are made, then you can be like, oh, okay, I'm okay with it for the most part. So that's the major things that actually kind of not really too great for me. Another thing that I didn't like was the fact that Mina was rescued easily. It wasn't too much of a hassle that they went through to get Mina out. And it wasn't like, oh, it stopped and he had to go back and get him again. No, they just got him out. It was just easy as pie, basically. And at the end, when Jorge came with the plane, it made everything quite easy. And I thought it wouldn't have been just because of the riot that happened. And I figured there'd be more explosions. I figured that plane wouldn't have survived just because everything's getting shot down. The cranks were shooting everything. When I mean everything, everything was getting hit up. So I was surprised that plane survived without it getting hit up whatsoever. So that's kind of like an off-putting set to me. But all in all, this movie is a pretty good movie. Would I give it 100%? No. I'd rather give any movies 100%. Would I give it 90? Probably not. For me, it'll probably stand in like the 60% range right there, because it's a little bit over from what you wouldn't want to watch, but a little under from being like something you watch every single time it comes on. For me, if this came on TV, I'll definitely watch it at least once. But then I'll be like, ah, okay, I'm good. I saw it once, I'm fine. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. So, yep, that's my review of The Maze Runner. If you agree with me, let me know in the comments down below. Also, you can find me on social media, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. And I catch your reviews next time.